nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We have playmakers in the studio today. Our first playmaker works with a cookware company that retains up to 93% of vitamins and minerals when cooking, while our next playmaker empowers women in unexpected pregnancies. With us today is a playmaker with a company that began in Dallas in 1946 with $9,000. While our next playmaker is a former journalist turned nonprofit executive director. These great playmakers are Gary Robinson. Gary is Vice President of Sales for North American Division of Salad Master. And Mary Jane Fogarty. Mary Jane is Executive Director of Thrive Women's Clinic. And we're going to begin today's show with Mary Jane. As I mentioned, Mary Jane Fogarty is the Executive Director of Thrive Women's Clinic. She began her service at the clinic in 2004 as a Director of Development and was appointed Executive Director in 2005. Thrive Women's Clinic's purpose is to empower women in unexpected pregnancies to make informed choices by providing medical, educational, and emotional support. In the early 80s, along with a group of women, Mary Jane sponsored Cambodian refugee families in Dallas. That experience helped her recognize the nonprofit resources that could help families. Well, Mary Jane, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Great to be with you today.
Well, I need to ask you, because I mentioned this in the opening, how does a journalist and an author become the executive director at a women's clinic?
Well, that's a good question. It was a long journey. And being a journalism major, I love people and writing their stories and getting to know them. Going towards becoming an author was a different step, in that I was inspired to write this book, Babysitter's Companion, to help parents leave notes with their babysitters when they were gone.
Well, that's interesting that it's an entire book about how you interact with your babysitter. Was that something that you had a lot of interest in when you wrote it?
Yes, I had three children, and my husband wanted me to travel with him some, and trying to leave home was just about impossible. It made it so difficult that I thought, I don't want to leave home. So I thought, why don't I create a book that would help other parents and working parents who could leave all the instructions and then leave worry-free.
So it's a how-to and how to deal with a babysitter. And what's the name of that book?
Babysitter's Companion.
Babysitter's Companion.
Yeah, and it's still available on Amazon. I looked it up the other day, and I couldn't believe it.
So if you need to make sure that your babysitter knows everything that's going on, get Babysitter's Companion on Amazon. Well, tell us about the Thrive Women's Clinic and what it's all about.
Well, Thrive Women's Clinic is a life-affirming Christian ministry that works with women in unexpected pregnancies and their partners and walks them through their choices. And so everything that we do for them is free of charge, all of our services. So they come to us with questions, and we are basically educators. They come into our counseling room. We talk with them about their options of parenting, abortion, or adoption. And if they're considering any of those choices, we'll walk them through those options.
Well, how do these couples find out about Thrive Women's Clinic? Who do you interact with to make sure they know about you?
Primarily word of mouth. They'll find out from friends and family members, and also we advertise on the internet through online ads.
You also have three locations. Where are they located?
One in Far East Dallas at Jupiter Road and LBJ. One on Greenville Avenue, just north of Old Town, just off Carruth Place and in Old Town, and the one in West Dallas.
So there's plenty of places they can go. And when they're there, obviously, they have a lot of questions. But what type of services do you have to help these mothers?
So they come in for counseling. Lay counseling is critical. And we will, as I said, walk them through their options and do a medical history. And our nurses will conduct a pregnancy test, go over their medical history, and then they will move on to the sonogram, the exam room, where they'll have a sonogram, and to see how far along their pregnancy is progressing. Because if they're considering abortion, we want to know just how far along they are. They have to know anyway before they go to an abortion clinic, and we can tell if they're going to miscarry. It's very likely, you know, we can tell that on a sonogram, and one in five ends up in a miscarriage. So we really want them to make an informed choice.
Well, let's talk about what that woman is going through, mm-hmm. because many cases they have no one to talk to. They can't talk to family in many cases because family is extremely biased. They need to have somebody that's non-biased, non-judgmental. So what kind of training do your people, because you said they're lay people, what kind of training do they get to be able to interact with the couples?
Well, they get extensive training. It's required. They shadow other counselors who are experienced in the counseling room. They will learn how to answer the phones and do the paperwork. We're HIPAA compliant, so we follow HIPAA every step of the way. The nurses that work in our clinic, they're all very well trained as well. So they're trained to do sonography. Some just do pregnancy tests and medical histories. But everyone has extensive training before we throw them into the counseling room.
I can't think of anything much more emotional than birth, maybe death, but it's a very emotional thing going through, especially when it's unexpected. Now, a planned pregnancy, that's something different, but unexpected, that's, I'm sure, very difficult for them. And there is, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's no cost for this when they come to you. Is that correct?
There's no charges. We don't charge for any of our services. We don't benefit from the decision they're going to make. So they know that we're there for them, and we're really there for that woman to support her in every way we can. So if they do make the decision for life for their child, we have a program called Earn While You Learn, and they can enroll in that and have one-on-one mentoring with another person. And learn how to be a good parent. Just get prepared for being a mommy and learn how to have a healthy pregnancy. We want healthy children in our world. Then they can, that goes up to the age that the child could be 5 years of age. So that's really a wonderful program. We have it for the men as well. It's called Thrive Men. And so these girls who bring in their boyfriends, most of our clients are single. But there's a guy involved somewhere in the mixture. So they'll bring in their boyfriends, and we have men, male advocates, who will work with the men as well. We want them to be engaged with their sons and daughters. We want them to be engaged with their children.
Well, based on what you're doing, it sounds like somebody even with a planned pregnancy could get a lot out of the training that you're giving them based on nutrition for the mother and the child and learning how to raise a child, because most parents don't get that kind of training.
Exactly, exactly. So it's pretty scary when you find out you're pregnant. If I hadn't had my sister to help me along with my first pregnancy, I don't know what I would have done.
Well, how old is Thrive Women's Clinic? When did it start?
Well, we've been around it for 32 years, and we were formerly called Dallas Pregnancy Resource Center. And upon our 30th anniversary, we decided to rebrand under the name Thrive Women's Clinic, because when we opened, we did not have clinics in our facilities, just counseling.
Well, we're talking with Mary Jane Fogarty. Mary Jane is the executive director for Thrive Women's Clinic, and it's really easy to find on the internet, which is thrivewomensclinic.com. Now, should one of your potential clients, one of the women or men with an unexpected pregnancy, go to your website, what would they find?
They would find testimonies from clients about us. They would also find pages of abortion procedures, your options, parenting, adoption, everything they would need to do to make, and also to guide them towards making an appointment, because really the best thing they can do is to come in, have a pregnancy test, have a sonogram if they're considering abortion, and just talk with us. We are there to help them. We're there to be confidential, to provide compassionate, non-judgmental care.
Well, again, just having somebody to talk to is probably a tremendous relief, because for many people, they have no one to talk to. You are a nonprofit, and since you do not charge for this, you need income coming in. Now, your website, it says support Thrive, but for those who would like to help support Thrive Women's Clinic, what do they need to do?
They could call us and send a check, or go online to our website, which is thrivewomensclinic.com, and go to support. And they can make a donation. We have several events coming up. They could support those as well. We have Festa della Donna, which is a women's brunch. That's April 7th at Dallas Country Club. And it's a really, really fun event. We have Margaret Feinberg coming as our keynote speaker. And then we have a Golf for Life tournament that people can participate in. That this is Briggs Freeman Sotheby's is the presenter of that tournament. And that's held at Brookhaven Country Club. And it's May the 4th.
So these are all on your website,
yes.
Thrive Women's Clinic. So the number of ways that they can help support, besides just donating money, they can get involved in some activities too.
Yes, and volunteers. We need volunteers. That's always a great need.
What would a volunteer do?
A volunteer can do anything from lay counseling to being a nurse or an OBGYN, people that are organizers. We actually, just a couple of weeks ago, someone called me, one of our donors who had retired, and said, I want to get involved. What can I do? So I presented him with the ideas, and he decided to be an admin. He wanted to help filing and helping. So he's twice a week, Scott Seifert's coming in to help us out, which is wonderful. They can also serve on committees. So we have board committees, finance committee, development committee, and fundraising committee. So there's multiple ways to get involved. Or what is really great is when they lend their professional services.
So if someone would like to become a lay advisor, you do have the training for them.
Absolutely.
To help them learn how to do this.
Yes, we sure do. It's required.
So you're developing, if nothing else, you're developing a new skill too.
Yes, and it gives you the, if you decide not to go, you know, the timing doesn't work right in your schedule, the training is so valuable, because sometime in your life you will run across someone in an unexpected pregnancy and you will know how to help counsel them.
Well, you have been doing this for a few years.
Yes.
have you learned anything that really has stuck out in your mind being executive director for Thrive Women's Clinic?
You got to be fresh. You got to be looking at new ideas and growing. You can't become stale. I'm always looking at new ways to go through change. So we implemented many different programs in the last few years, and we go into schools and teach fetal development and health and science classrooms. So that's one of our new programs.
Well, change is really what your business is all about.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Mary Jane, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
And the website, again, is thrivewomensclinic.com. And there you can find out all the information should you know somebody with an unexpected pregnancy or know somebody else that needs to talk to them, or if you'd like to donate your time or your money. Thank you very much for being with us again, Mary Jane. Don't go away. We have more. We're going to talk about cooking with Salad Master. Our guest when we come back is Gary Robinson, Vice President of Sales for North American Division of Salad Master, and we'll be back with Gary right after this.
Jersey Mike's has teamed up with Wipeout Kids Cancer for the 6th annual Month of Giving to raise money for pediatric cancer research. All DFW area Jersey Mike's restaurants will collect donations on behalf of Wipeout Kids Cancer during the month of March. But on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's will donate 100% of sales to Wipeout Kids Cancer. Encourage everyone to order, including catering. The Jersey Mike's partnership has raised nearly $450,000 to fund research projects and programs in search of a cure and better treatments for children fighting cancer. So, mark your calendars for the Day of Giving on March 25th and help us make a difference for children with cancer, one sub at a time.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein, and we're going to talk, cooking, and cooking in a way that's going to make your food better for you. We're going to talk to Gary Robinson. Gary is the Vice President of the North American Division of Salad Master. He's been with the company for 6 years. Now, Salad Master was established in 1946 here in Dallas in order to help people eat healthier with advanced cookware systems. Now, studies show that up to 93% of essential vitamins and minerals are retained when cooking with Salad Master cookware. With over a dozen products, Salad Master is now in over 50 countries with over 400 dealers. Salad Master products help conserve energy, help you live healthier, save time, and have quality craftsmanship. And Gary, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Glad to be here.
Well, Salad Master has been around, as I said, since 1946, and most people have heard of Salad Master. But the question I want to ask you first is, what makes Salad Master cookware different than other cookware that's sold on the shelves of lots of stores?
Well, I think really what makes the big difference in our product is the manufacturing of it itself. the product, the materials that go into cooking our cookware. It's got 316 titanium steel. The first thing that our engineers look for is the quality of steel. We get our steel from two different areas. Only two different companies provide the quality of steel that we want to have in our cookware. It's made up in South Bend, Wisconsin, and there in that plant is where the quality is number one. We want to make sure that when we box up the set of cookware that we are putting in the hands of our new customer, the best quality of cookware that you can possibly buy. It has inside of it where all the food touches is what is known as 316 titanium steel. That's the same kind of steel that goes into your body if you have an operation, put a new shoulder in, prosthetic things. That's what you're going to have in your – what that does is it gives us an opportunity to cook your food in the healthiest way possible. By having 316 in there, it gives us the opportunity to be able to cook different than any other cookware. For instance, I think we'd all say we kind of like fried food, fried chicken. We can fry chicken without any oil. When we're in a home and we're putting on a presentation and we show people how to cook chicken with no grease and oil, it amazes everybody.
Well, and when you think of chicken, you think grease and oil.
Absolutely. You're always thinking of that. Now, that's one of the things that we can do that blows people's mind. They just really don't understand how that works. But once they see it, they get and understand the value of our cookware. Our cookware is designed to help people eat healthier. And if you're eating healthier, possibly it's going to make you live longer.
Well, let me talk about that just for a moment, because you're talking about living healthier, and I mentioned that too. Part of your process in selling is having dinners for your potential clients. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. How do you do that? What happens within there, and what do you show your potential customers?
When we go into somebody's home, we bring all the food, and we cook a beautiful meal. We cook them fried chicken, mashed potatoes, four different vegetables, bake them a cake, and a nice, beautiful gourmet salad. That's what we do. Now, normally that's going to take, when we ask a customer, how long is that going to take you to prepare in your home for six people? And normally the answer we get is anywhere from 2.5 to 3 hours to prepare the food. Well, we're going to come into your home, we're going to prepare that food and serve it to you in 40 minutes. So that right there is a big reason why people use our cookware. It's fast. But that's just one of the reasons why people buy our product. It's healthier to eat out of our cookware. Just imagine if we could be able to cook food that you like, make it taste better, do it faster. I think that's a product that most people would want in their home.
And you have less of the bad things in there. For instance, less grease, less oil that's not getting inside your body.
And most of the time when you're going to go mashed potatoes, you're going to have to peel the potatoes. You're going to have to boil the potatoes. And when you peel the potatoes, we're really taking away the vitamins, because the vitamins that you need for your nutrition is right below the skin line. And most of the time we cut that out. So we can peel we don't have to peel the potatoes. We cut them up with a machine that we call the Salad Master machine. And we don't have to use any water. If you cook vegetables, four different vegetables, you're going to use four different pans. And one of the things that you're going to also do is you're going to have to pot watch. You're going to have to go in there and stir it so you bring the bottom to the top to the bottom so it doesn't burn. We cook four vegetables in one pan with no water. Now, boiling, it takes 210 to boil water. And once you get to that 200 mark, in degrees of water, you start to destroy the vitamins and the minerals in your food. Now, our cookware doesn't get that hot. It's going to get to the point of anywhere from around 200, just below 200, and we call it medium click low. We cook all of our food on medium, and when we got a little vapor valve, when that thing starts to click, we turn it down to medium. And it doesn't take long, and your food is going to be delicious, because we're not going to take out the vitamins and the minerals. And if we can retain about 93% of the vitamins and the minerals in your food, that's going to give you more energy. It's going to make you feel better. You're not going to get up from the table feeling stuffed. You're going to get up from the table feeling fulfilled.
We're not pouring out that water, which has a lot of those vitamin minerals which are coming out of it.
That will pour out into the sink. We got a healthy sink, but not a healthy body.
That's right, and it's going in the wrong pipes.
Yes.
Well, this business was started in 1946. Actually, the operation began early 1947 by Harry Lemons.
Correct.
And he started, he had the first Salad Master machine. What was that, and do you still sell it?
Yes, that is a fantastic piece of equipment. What it does is it gives you the opportunity. It has five different cones that you put on a machine and you turn it, and it cuts up your vegetables, your salads, from small cuts to large cuts, any way you want to cut your salads, potatoes, a lot of different things that you can do with a Salad Master machine. The Salad Master machine is what launched our company. Harry Lemons felt that he had a great deal. He started selling his Salad Master machines on the hood of his car. He would take his Salad Master machine and set that on the car at a gas station where people would gather around, and he would sell that product. And that's how our company started, an entrepreneur with a dream and a vision of what could happen. And today, his vision and his dream has taken us to over 52 countries in the world. We are actually now changing lives in over 52 different countries throughout the world.
And that's a big part of your concept, is changing lives. And by the way, if you want to check out Salad Master, it's saladmaster.com, and the logo says Salad Master. We change lives. Now, you've been in direct sales for a number of years. You were with another company, but it's been 40-plus years, if
well,
I'm not mistaken.
This June will be 52 years in the direct sales business, yes. I started when I was very young.
That's a long time, and we were talking about that. It's four generations, and your kids are now involved with Salad
Master,
too.
Yes, my grandfather started in direct sales, my father, myself, and now I have my son and my daughter are both in Salad Master. And they're doing quite well. They believe in the product, and they're very passionate about what they do. As a matter of fact, everybody in our company is passionate about changing people's lives. And we feel we got two ways to change people's lives with our company and with our product. Number one, we feel we can give you a healthier way to cook your food. We also feel that we have a tremendous opportunity for people who want to come in and change their lives financially. We've had people that come into our business that came from ordinary people who have done extraordinary things and become very successful millionaires in our business. But this is also a great place for a housewife to become involved, or a husband and wife. We have a lot of husband and wife people that work together in our company. Most all of our dealers are husband and wives working together. So we feel we got an opportunity for those who just want to be our customers, and we got an opportunity for those that would like to be a part of our business. It's a fun business. We run our business like a family, and I'm really proud to have the opportunity to work with the company for the last 6 years.
We're talking about this priority to going on the air, the fact that not only do people need to know how to sell when they come to Salad Master, but you also teach them how to cook.
Yes. We have, for all of our customers and for people that have seen our product that really would like to get it, come to work for us on a part-time, once a month we have a free cooking school. Because in that cooking school, what we want to do is teach people the real value of their cookware. When we're in our home for 2.5 hours, we can teach them the value of owning the product. But what we want to do in these cooking schools is teach them the value of all the pieces of cookware that we have. And these cooking schools are free. Most cooking schools will cost you anywhere from $45 to $70 for a cooking school. All of ours are free. We have them once a month, the second Saturday of every month. People come in there and they learn how to cook different dishes, because one of the things we also want to do is we want to teach variety, get variety in your meals.
What kind of person are you looking for to actually become part of the Salad Master family?
We're looking for somebody that has a dream, has a vision. They want to change. They're not satisfied with their financial situation, and we want to help them get what they want, because I really do believe in all my years, most of the people I run into that I work with, they all have dreams and aspirations of reaching something. And without those dreams and aspirations, I don't think you can ever really live a successful life, a fulfilling life.
Oh, I agree with you on that. So should I come into Salad Master and I become a part of the family, how does Salad Master assist me and support me in the Salad Master business?
Well, one of the things that we have an excellent training program. We have schools that people can go to learn more about the business. We have a basic class where we bring people that are brand new into a training program. We teach them how to cook the meal properly. We teach them techniques of how to advance in the business. And we have a strong belief that we never get enough education in the business. Our company really has basically seven elements that we look towards: education, motivation, recognition, and accountability. Those are the four things that we work on each and every day with our people. And when I say education, it's not just in cookware. We try to teach our people self-improvement, go to seminars, read books, listen to tapes, and become a better person. And that's, we never finish training. When you come to work with a company, you're not coming by yourself. We're shoulder to shoulder with you to help you get what you want out of life.
So by becoming a part of Salad Master, you're actually becoming a better person and have a chance to help others, grow yourself, and make some more money. Well, tell everybody again how they can get it. If they want to find out more about Salad Master, either as a business opportunity or purchasing the products, what should they do?
They should go to the website, and there's a place on there that they can, you can click onto, and that'll lead you to the right place, whatever it is you're after. If you're looking for becoming a dealer, this year so far, we've already added 10 new dealers to the company that just got on our website and checked us out, and they wanted to become a dealer or a consultant for our company. The company then will forward that information to me or to the proper regional, and then we will contact you how you can get started either on a part-time basis, a full-time basis, or interested in owning your own business.
Well, that's fantastic. Again, that's saladmaster.com, or you can go to our website, which is Playmakers Talk Show, because all of Gary's information is on there. Gary, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed it.
Gary Robinson is Vice President of Sales for North America, the North American Division of Salad Master. This has been a terrific show. Thank you very much for joining us. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.